Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
After blowing a first half 14-point lead, then coming from 12 down in the second, only fitting seniors come up big in overtime Sunday as Mike Woodson's 15th-ranked Hoosiers finish off Michigan 75-73.
It wasn't pretty, I tell you that. Thought they came out and punched us early, and we just kept grinding, man. I was shuffling guys, just trying to find the right combination. We were in foul trouble, but we found a way coming down the stretch, man. I mean, to force the overtime and then win it in overtime. It was a great regular season. I can't complain, considering we never had a full deck since the Carolina game, man. These guys have been fighting, boy. They really have.
21-10 and 12-8, finally in regular season play and the double bye. They'll go to Chicago and play on Friday. TJD, 27-9 on Sunday. Race Thompson, 16-10, but Race Trace and Miller Kopp accounted for all 6 points in overtime. Race drew a charge, had 2 rebounds and a key steal. Kopp had 3 rebounds and a field goal, and Trace had 2 free throws and 2 block shots. So, Indiana, ready for postseason play, finish on a high note, beating Michigan in overtime. Jason Spears, North Cougars in the Sweet 16 again. That story in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
First back-to-back sectional titles in 21 years, the program's 18th overall, and with a touch of drama, I might add, Saturday night passed up in Center Grove, as senior Gavin Reed's 3 from the left baseline with 4/10 of a second left took down 5th-ranked Center Grove 43-41, as the North Cougs of Jason Spear move on to the Seymour Saturday Night Regional, 7 o'clock against Columbus North. The maroon and gold, a 2023 member of the 4A Sweet 16.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of heart. A lot of things had to go our way, and we've had some situations occur, obviously with injuries, some guys in and out, trying to mess with some different things on the offensive end, developing a defensive identity. But again, all Cougar. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I mean, these guys have opportunities. They have choices. They went all in with the program, and I'll be forever great.
Jason Spear, the North Cougars, will try for back-to-back regionals Saturday night. They're 18-5, having won 6 in a row. Pacers on the airwaves tonight against the Sixers. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30, and the Hoosiers win on Seniors Day in overtime, beating Michigan 75-73. They get the double bye. They'll play Friday in the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.